Hello there, Tiger fans. We welcome you to the Tiger Sports Network interview. This is Tyson Agler with you, like always. And joining me this week is the head coach of the men's and women's tennis team, Coach Justin Stuckey. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tyson, for having me.
So, Coach, what's the expectation for the men and women Tigers on the courts this year?
Well, for the women's team, we graduated 5 players this past season, and you know we've brought in 4 new players, and we're pretty excited. We played actually in a Division I tournament of Wright State, University of Cincinnati, Detroit, Youngstown, IUPUI. So we were able to go up and get some Division I opponents, which will definitely prepare us for our conference season and the outside competition that are also nationally ranked opponents. On the men's side, expectations are just the same as last year, and we actually have brought in 4 new players to go along with the fact that we didn't lose anyone in our starting lineup. We returned all 6 starters for singles, all of our double starters. And then when you add in that we also have some upperclassmen who are towards the bottom of our lineup, and we've got a strong core of players. So very excited on that side as well as far as what we can achieve this well.
Sounds like high hopes for both men's and women's this year. Would you say maybe there's any players to watch for?
Typically, we really don't focus on one person per se to put them out there like that. But, you know, when you look at the women's team, I will say that Kristen Wright, who should be playing number 1 singles this year, she every position that she's been in, whether it be at 6, 5, 4, she's done really well at that position. And so I'm very confident that she'll do really well at number 1 singles this year. She's our senior captain. So I definitely want to point her out as somebody to watch because she's done really well every single year that she's been here at Wittenberg at whatever court that she's played. On the men's side, we return all of our starters and then adding in the fact that we have new players as well. Any one of them could very well be at the top of our lineup, could impact us for doubles and singles. We're that deep this year that we have a lot of different combinations that we can use. Ian Stryker, who was our number 1 singles player last year, is at the top of our lineup. Alexei Topolansky, Sasha Topolansky, Stas Pakhomov, who's also a freshman from BC, Canada. So we've got a lot of talent that we have throughout our lineup.
Like I said, sounds like it's going to be a great year to catch up on the tennis. And you mentioned a little bit of the fall season. Tennis has 2 seasons, fall and spring. Besides maybe the weather, would you notice any difference between both seasons?
Well, spring season is our traditional season. So the fall season, starting with that, we typically play our own invitational. We'll play a couple matches, and we'll also play an IETA tournament, which we've done every year, which gives the players a chance to be ranked in singles and in doubles. The women's team this past fall didn't play in the IETA tournament. They played an invitational that was hosted by Wright State with a bunch of other Division I schools. So it really serves as a way to get the players focused and get them in the right mindset that the season is fast approaching for the spring season. So it's really nice to be able to get them in here and get them playing. And then obviously we have the break period between the fall season and the spring season. So it's a really good thing to be able to get them here in the fall and get them to play some matches and some tournaments.
Sounds like tough competition. You mentioned playing Division I schools, and not a whole lot of teams at Wittenberg play any D1 or even D2 schools.
Yes, that's something that we really pride ourselves on. We're not just playing Division III schools. We play also NAI schools as well, D2s and D1s. Our philosophy that we have here is that, you know, we want to be in the battle. We want to make something happen. And that's not just about playing Division III schools. Our schedule, we play a lot of top rank, nationally ranked, that is, on Division III schools as well. And that's what it's about. It's about putting yourself in position to be in that battle. And that's what we're about here.
Now, I mentioned that you are the men's and women's coach for both tennis teams. Have you noticed maybe any differences in how you coach them or any differences in how they play between the two genders?
A great question. The women's team, since I've been here, has traditionally had a lot more success than the men's team. The past 2 seasons, the women's team has actually been ranked in the top 25 in the region, which is something that is a tremendous accomplishment. Most, to give you an idea of a little bit of a breakdown, most teams that win their conference championships and get into an NCAA tournament don't even get regionally ranked. So to even have that type of status is a tremendous accomplishment. As far as what we do differently between the two programs, I would say that the women's team, we typically focus on a lot of different formations for our doubles. Doubles tends to be a little bit of the difference. We go over all the different formations as far as I formation, Australian, using signs, not as much serving and volleying, but there's a lot of different aspects that that you can throw in there for doubles versus in the men's game, which is typically just more straight up serving and volleying. So that would be the difference, I would say, as far as overall mentality. They're both playing typically the same type of schools as far as national ranked programs. So again, it kind of goes back to that philosophy I was speaking about earlier, which is that, you know, we want to play the best opponents. We want to be in the battle. So we've got to make sure that, you know, that we're ready to go. So that mentality between the two programs is very similar.
You go more strategic strategy for women than for men's, what you're saying?
Well, for the women's team, with regards to doubles, there's a lot more strategies that you can put in. Men's team, we still do a lot of different formations as well. But typically, as far as for the women's doubles, we like to throw a lot of different things at our opponents. The men's game for doubles is usually pretty straight up. I mean, you're only going to see a lot of serving and volleying and a lot of sign usage, but with the women's game, we can do a lot of lobbing. We can do some different aspects that can give us a better chance. Doubles is typically the way that you typically win a match. So whoever wins those doubles courts are very key. So that's why we do a lot of different aspects to help us.
Earlier last week, you were able to work the Harlem Globetrotters game. Can you kind of talk about that experience the team got to enjoy in working the Globetrotters?
Yes, with the Tennessee, yes, they did. They also helped with the concession stands. I know some were helping with the ticket sales. It's great that we have that type of alumni support. It was actually an alumni that is actually, I think, a co-president, a vice president of the Globetrotters, and for him to be able to bring them here to Wittenberg and share that with the Springfield community, it's a great thing. I know that it definitely will benefit the program. It's going to help towards the future resurfacing of the tennis courts, so that's good as well.
Talking about the resurfacing of tennis courts, how forward are you looking for that?
Well, it's great. As of right now, the courts were just recently resurfaced as of August, and they're the U.S. Open-style tennis courts, which is great. As far as growing up as a junior, playing down in Cincinnati on the professional tournaments there, courts, it plays the same exact way. And so it's great to have that type of facility now. We always have one of the top facilities in the Midwest. We're the only school in our conference that actually has sunken center courts, and really the only school in Ohio that has sunken center courts as well. So to have that type of facility and now have the courts to support that is a great thing.
And then for our final question, I'm sure you use the facilities in your advantage to bring in some of those top tennis recruits in Ohio and maybe in the Midwest. What do you look for in, you know, senior athletes in high school that you want to bring in or that stands out to be a future Wittenberg Tiger?
Well, actually, it even goes farther than the Midwest. On the men's side, we've got international players. We actually, of the 14 players we have, I think we have right now 7 players from different countries, very diverse on that side. On the women's side, we've got 3 players that are from out of state, out of Ohio. And overall, you know, what we're looking for is we definitely – obviously want to make sure that they can handle the academic load. They understand that Wittenberg is a very special place and understands that it is an advantage to being a student athlete here, that there's a lot of time management that has to take the place. But overall, as far as on the court, the competitiveness that we're looking for is that they understand that we're going to be playing some of the top teams in the country and that you have to have that will to go out there and compete against them. You have to be willing to, you know, lay it all on the line, because every match, it's going to be a tough match. So I'm always looking for players that have had some leadership experience. Maybe they've been a captain of their team. But overall, even if they don't have those high rankings necessarily, that they're willing to come in here and they're willing to work, because they're going to get the opportunity to compete.
Sounds like we're going to have a very exciting season on the courts for the Tigers. Like, thank you for joining us, Coach Stuckey, and good luck.
Thanks for having me, Tyson.
And that was head coach of the men's and women's tennis team, Justin Stuckey. That's all for the Tiger Sports Network interview. This is Tyson Agler saying go Witt and Tiger up.